As night fell, downtown Longmont transformed into a wandering row of wonder, residents congregating like one vast, exuberant family, adorning the streets to revel in the splendor of a radiant parade. Every inch of the thoroughfare was claimed, a sea of faces brimming with excitement and joy, packed along the sidewalks, cheering and waving as life and light paraded through the heart of the city. The light parade, deeply entrenched in Longmont's culture, almost seems to organize itself. With a rich history, the parade is a nostalgic beacon fire, drawing participants and spectators alike. For planning purposes, I think of this as one long weekend event with just two parts, said Samantha Calhoun, the recreation program coordinator for the city of Longmont. The parade is super nostalgic. People really love it. I don't have to do a lot of recruiting for floats. Everybody knows it's coming, so they come to us. Embracing the parade's sparkling history and the intertwining cords of connection it has threaded through generations, Longmont's efforts harmonized the past with the present, creating an enduring celebration that bridged the gap between nostalgia and the vibrant pulse of contemporary festivities. It's always nice to see families coming year after year. They bring their kids, and you get to see those kids grow up because they come back every year and build a toy and visit Santa, Calhoun said. This year's parade also boasted an important addition, notably featuring Dale Radmacher as the Grand Marshal, recognized for his commendable efforts during the 2013 floods. Moments before the parade, as anticipation hung thick in the wintry air, the gathering crowd nestled along the parade route, a vibrant mosaic of bundled-up spectators. Sniffling noses and billowing breaths painted the scene, an indication of the chilly crispness of the night. Babies nestled snugly in strollers, cocooned beneath layers of cozy blankets, while toddlers rode proudly in radio flyers, their eyes wide with interest. Meanwhile, adults huddled together, wrapped in winter coats and beanies, savoring hot beverages that warmed their frosty fingers. Groups shared tales of parking escapades, a medley of humorous anecdotes adding to the spirited atmosphere. As the night draped the streets in a chilly grip, anticipation peaked and crackled in the air, heightened by the distant blare of a fire truck's horn. Its triumphant sound pierced the stillness, igniting a palpable thrill amongst the crowd. People bounced on their toes, craning their necks, eager to catch the first glimpse of the sight heralded by the crescendo of sound marching down the street. Before onlookers could fathom, they found themselves enveloped in a jubilant procession of festivity. Trucks decked with dazzling decorations and trailers bursting at the seams with ornaments and costumed merrymakers, tossing candies into the air. Giggling children lined the streets like eager elves, stretching their arms high, aiming to catch the confectionery treasures midair, their thrill palpable in their race to savor the sugary delights. Following in merry succession, high school bands, undeterred by the wintry chill, brought life to the frosty night with spirited renditions of beloved holiday tunes. Their instruments, kissed by the cold, resonated with joyous melodies, infusing the air with a symphony of seasonal cheer. Merrily they rolled the tires along, cars, bikes, trash trucks, lowriders and an array of local business vehicles, each one adorned in a radiant stitching of holiday lights. The streets gleamed with the brilliance of twinkling bulbs, twisting a stream of asphalt with luminous delight. The procession culminated with a flourish, a spectacle of gaucho-clad horsemen, their rhythmic clomping setting the night alive with a dance of hooves, marking one of the many grand finales to this enchanting parade. As the Saturday night celebration wound down, the jubilation refused to be contained within the confines of the main event. People, adorned with lights hanging from their collars and hats blinking in a merry rhythm, spilled into the side streets in a swirling parade carrying on the good vibes. A web of illuminated merrymakers scurried through the night, whooping and hollering with infectious, sugar-filled glee infusing their every step. With spirits soaring high, they made their way to their parked cars, turning the normally quiet streets into a cacophony of honking horns and flashing lights. Each vehicle mirrored the behavior of what they just saw, with the echoes of merriment lingering long after the parade's end, painting the town in the glow of collective revelry.